The light blue painted ceiling stared back at Jeremy as he lay in the bed, hands behind his head. He'd donate his left kidney for a chance to sleep a little longer, but his body refused to allow him that luxury. The red numbers on the clock glowed 12:15. It was time that he made an effort to rouse himself from the soft, cool sheets. Thanks to his wonderful wife, who allowed him to sleep in after the all-nighter he pulled, he had enough rest to be able to deal with the day. He hoped. He rolled over and smoothed his hand across Sarah's empty side of the bed. Her flowery scent drifted up to him. Man, he needed her by his side right now. Buck up. She'd be home soon from church. He kicked at the covers, sending them sailing to the foot of the bed. His skin crawled with a gritty film. He needed a hot shower, or maybe a cold shower. At this moment, he would take whatever was dealt. He stumbled into the bathroom, made use of its amenities, and then reached in to turn on the shower. Clean water burst from the showerhead. He'd have to apologize to Sarah for not taking a shower when he came in early this morning. Weariness had eaten at him, and the call of the bed had been too strong to ignore. He remembered only shedding his clothes and falling between the sheets. Steam rose from the water. He undressed and stepped inside. "Now this is heaven." His voice echoed in the blue-tiled stall. He pressed his hands against the tiles and leaned in until his forehead touched. Cool ceramic contrasted with the hot steam. Sore muscles turned to butter as the hot water streamed across his shoulders and back. He raised his face, allowing the water to wash away the grimy feel. His bottom lip throbbed with a sharp pain. He brought a finger to the sore. Blood washed away in the stream and down the drain. Crazy brother. He should have landed his own punch on the hot-headed ingrate. The bar of soap squished as he pried it from the clamshell dish. Foam and bubbles spilled over his fingers as he ground it between his hands. He scrubbed at his body, willing his anger at David to subside. No such luck. The bar of soap clattered to the shower's floor. He stood under the stream until the water ran cold. Even that didn't cool his fury. He slid back the door. Small hands with slender fingers greeted him, holding out a towel. "Hey, baby." Sarah ran a hand over his back as he wrapped the towel around his waist. "How's the lip?" Jeremy faced her. Her dark hair against her head highlighted her gorgeous eyes. He cupped her face in his hands. She melted against him as he placed a light kiss on her supple lips. He broke away and tried not to smile at her. "Hurts a little." She reached up and traced it with her forefinger. "I've got some balm for it. Gonna tell me how you got it?" Her floral perfume clung to the steam in the bathroom. He breathed deep, pressing his forehead against hers. "Just an on-the-job accident." "Uh-huh." With feathery touches, her fingers traced the water trails over his chest. "You know the grapevine is fruitful. Want to rethink that statement, officer boy, yet?" He groaned and captured her hands. "Trust me, hazards of my job. It was just a scuffle." Sarah snorted and pulled her hands out of his grip. Her fingers traced an old scar across his right side. "This came from a scuffle." She followed the water trail down his stomach with a fingernail. He closed his eyes. His lovely vixen. Her body rose to tiptoes, pressing herself to him. She purred against his ear. "Just a scuffle, my dear?" Jeremy buried his hand in her hair. Sarah's eyes darkened as she peered up at him. "A scuffle with David, but let's not talk about him and his many problems. Right now, I just want my horrible night erased from my head."
"I can do that for you."
She brought his face down to hers. Her arms wrapped around him, pulling him closer. Sarah could always make him forget his troubles.